Hi, this is Harold. Welcome to Transformation's weekly message and podcast. I'm glad you are making time for this week's teaching. I will have more to say at the end of today's message, but for now, let's see what God wants to teach us. May God bless your hearing, understanding, and application of God's word and message. Good morning, Transformers. Welcome to number 5 of our message series. In our message series titled Insurgents, Reclaiming the Gospel of the Kingdom. And today we continue in that series. This series is by a book by Frank Viola. And if you've been with us for the past few weeks, you know the series has challenged us, it's made us rethink, it's made us reclaim the true essence, if we would, of the gospel that Jesus preached, his kingdom message. And so we've had a 6-part sermon series, but we've also had a 6-part Zoom small group. And it was just the right size, and we had a lot of dialogue, and it's so much information to try to unpack in 6 weeks. It's almost impossible, but we've had a good time doing that. So I hope you've got some out of it. If you haven't ordered this book, or you don't have this book in your library, you need to get this book. You need to study this book. You need to refer to this book often as a textbook for how to live out the kingdom life. And as you mentor people, or just go back to refresh your own life to get recentered, recommitted, it's one of those kind of books. But I want to recap parts 1 through 4 for us real quick and just briefly recap where we've been so far. And so in part 1, we introduced a central idea that Jesus, right, didn't just come to bring forgiveness of sins or salvation, but to establish his kingdom. And he talks all about that throughout the entire Gospels. And we learned that the kingdom is here and now and it demands our total allegiance. So it isn't something in the future, it isn't something in the past. It's really past, present, and future. It's here, it's right now. It's wherever you're at. You make the kingdom happen by living a Jesus-centered life, right? Part 2 called us for repentance, you know, recognizing that entering the kingdom requires a heart change, a total transformation, a psychic change, a mindset, right? And that's, we want to be into that. We examine how the insurgent calls us to live a lifestyle that challenges the world's systems and the world's systems values. So you get pressed on it. Are you living in the world system or are you living in a kingdom? Jesus says, my kingdom's not of this world. Be in the world, but not of the world. So that's a big shift for almost all of us. Part 3, focus on the cost of discipleship. What does it mean? What does it cost to follow Jesus? We explore how living in the kingdom requires surrendering our rights and our ambitions to follow Jesus. We're basically dying to ourselves. No more living for our own self-interest, but we're living for God's ambitions. It takes a lot of faith and courage to do that. And part 4 was about entering and enjoying the kingdom, having fun. We discussed that the kingdom of God is not about rules or duties or legalism or libertinism, but a life of joy flourishing under the reign of Christ. Amen. So today we're building on these truths as we move deeper into what it means to live out the kingdom life, both as individuals, but also as a community of transformers, if you would. And so we're going to hit on some main points. And the first one I want to hit on today is that the kingdom living demands total surrender. Total surrender on our part. The kingdom of God isn't just about a matter of adding a little bit of Jesus to our tea, to our coffee, to our lives, right? It requires a complete transformation. Name of our church, name of our context, name of us, transformers, right? Jesus clarified this in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 25, and I'm reading from the NLT, and I quote, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it, but if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it," end quote. So just think of a seed. When you plant a seed, it must die to reproduce itself. We see that going on big time right now in the harvest season. And if it holds on to its form, it never grows into what God created it to be. It's the same way with us. If we don't die to ourselves, we don't experience the fullness of what it means to live a Jesus-centered life. Amen? So that's what we want to do. We got to die to ourselves in order to become what we've always been created to be. Washburn Nee, great theologian, one of my favorites, once said, and I quote, "Our old history ends with the cross. Our new history begins with the resurrection." Kingdom living starts when we let go of our self-centered life and embrace Christ's resurrection power. Way to go, Watchman Nee. The second point is that kingdom citizens reflect the heart of the king, right? Living the kingdom life means that we reflect the character of King Jesus in everything we do. And Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14 gives us a clear picture of that. And I quote, since God chose to be the whole, chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with a tender heart of mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. End quote. So love, one of those four absolutes that I talk about all the time. So imagine being the ambassador for a country. Everywhere you go represents the values and the interests of your home nation. So you're the American ambassador wherever you're at. And as citizens of that kingdom, or in this case, United States, we are ambassadors of the USA. But in our kingdom, we're ambassadors for Christ. And God wants us to live, to reflect his grace, his love, his truth in every situation. So our job is to create an adequate demonstration of what it means to live a Jesus-centered life wherever we go. None of us do that perfectly, but we should be. It should show that we're giving a really sincere effort in every part of our life, right? Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it this way, and I quote, your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God, end quote. I love that. Are you living lives shining brightly enough for others to see the kingdom at work in you? Are you loving people enough that they know God is real? That this Jesus is real. Number three, the kingdom flourishes in community. And the kingdom life isn't something we live in out in isolation. Again, there's no Lone Ranger Christians. The New Testament is clear. The kingdom flourishes in the community context when we're better together. We've been doing these launch meetings for the last few months, going to different places, hanging out together, hearing different preachers, listening to different worship teams, meeting different people, watching different ministries and play, breaking bread afterwards most of the time. And that's been a blast. I've gotten to know you guys better than ever doing that. And it's just been a lot of fun. And I hope you understand it. In Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 44, shows us the early church's kingdom life. And I quote, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles, the teaching and fellowship and sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and then to pray. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and all the believers met in one place and shared everything they had, end quote. So think of a bonfire. We used this illustration a few weeks ago. You know, if one log's on a bonfire, burns only for a while, but if you pile a lot of logs together, you get a pretty awesome fire. And that's what we are. We're better together in the same way our faith grows stronger when we're together, encouraging, supporting, and sharpening one another through accountability, through love, through motivation, through inspiration, through demonstration for all of us. C.S. Lewis quote, and he said, and I quote, Christ works on us in all sorts of ways, but above all, he works on us through each other, end quote. So kingdom life thrives when we grow as a body of believers. So we either grow or we go, and we need each other to grow, right? And then the last point that I want to make today is that kingdom is a call to mission. Finally, being part of the kingdom means joining Jesus and his mission to bring his reign to the world, his joy to the world. Great song, right? We'll be singing that here soon. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus gives the Great Commission. And I quote, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these disciples to obey all the commands I give you, end quote. That's our commission, the Great Commission. Picture a relay race. Some of you have been runners in your lifetime, cross-country runners, or you had children that ran, and you're in these marathons, and you have to hand off the baton to the next person. You see that inside our circle sometimes. When we have a new pastor coming in, we pass the baton. In the same way, God handed us the baton of the kingdom message. And right now, the kingdom message is in my hands, it's in your hands. We are stewards of it. Just picture the baton or picture the torch, like in the Olympics. Here you go. You're in charge. You're in charge to carry that message. And it's our job to pass it on to the next generation. Greg Boyd, who you heard today, or you heard live in the message on Sunday, through their recent message series on politics at Woodland Hills Church, reminds us, and I quote, "The kingdom of God is not about getting people into heaven when they die. It's about getting heaven into people while they live," end quote. So a strong message of hope is what we all need, right? It's what we all strive for. And the kingdom of God and the message of the kingdom is one of hope, friends. No matter how dark the world may seem, the kingdom of God is advancing. Jesus reigns, and his love and his justice and his peace are breaking through the darkness all the time. But that's done through us as kingdom people. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, and it gives us this reassurance, and I quote, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue to work until we finished on that day Christ Jesus returns," end quote. So the kingdom isn't just some distant reality. It's here, and we're a part of it. And so let us commit our lives to it as kingdom citizens. Surrender fully to Christ to reflect his character, to live a life in vibrant community, and to join his mission in the world. Amen? That's what we're called to do. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to come all the way in, so all the way down, and stay in the kingdom. Commit to living a Jesus-centered life and helping people have a Jesus-centered experience. That's your calling for the rest of your earthly life, wherever you are, starting in your own home, your work, your neighborhood, your community, your church, your people, right here, right now, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. So take it seriously. Lean into it. It'll be the best life you could ever live. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your kingdom and inviting us to be a part of it. Help us to live fully surrendered lives, reflecting your heart in all we do. Empower us by your spirit to live out this kingdom reality in our homes, our workplaces, and our communities. We long for your kingdom to materialize on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out this week, hey, knowing that you are citizens of an unshakable kingdom. Friends, that's what I encourage you. For those who are in a small group, I'll see you on Monday night for our last session together. And then we will have our last message series following up after that session. So I look forward to it as we segue into the holiday season, to the Christmas season, to Advent. It's going to be a beautiful time. Lots going on. It's one of my favorite times of the year. The Chiefs are 6-0. Come on. Let's celebrate, people. It's time to have fun. And let's do it together. God bless. Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks for listening to our weekly message and podcast. I hope we have shared something helpful to you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. Just so you know more about us, we are Transformation Church. We are a church for people who aren't in the church. We are a Jesus-centered community made up of everyday people just like you. We refer to ourselves as Transformers, committed to helping God change the world. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at our House Springs campus. We are moving and launching a new campus soon in Eureka, Missouri, scheduled to launch on April 6, 2025, and we would love for you to join us and be a part of this Jesus revolution. We also meet during the week in smaller groups called house churches, and that's how we make it relational. We regularly hear from people from all over who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching, and we would love to know if that is happening where you are. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Vimeo, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also download our app for free and for fun from your favorite app store. You can find the download link in the show notes or on our website at www.transformerforlife.org. That's www.transformer4life.org. Inside our app or on our website, you can access all our available audio and video teachings and view and download our bulletin, sermon notes, slides, and discussion questions. It's all there for you. Lastly, if you want to learn more about supporting Transformation Church with your time, talent, and finances and what it takes to become a transformer, please visit our website. God loves generous people, and so do we. So a gift of any amount of your time, talent, and finances is much appreciated. Hey, thanks for being a member of our extended Jesus-centered community. I'm glad we are on this journey together, walking shoulder to shoulder, helping people experience a Jesus-centered life and discovering the kingdom of God.